title of this mini podcast is I'm Waiting For Fill in the Blank. It seems to me there's a lot of waiting going on in life, waiting for something to happen. What are you waiting for? It may not be the case with you, but generally what I find with me is that when I say I'm waiting for fill in the blank, it's often an excuse for me not to take any action. Let's pretend you want to paint a room and you've ordered a special paintbrush you want to use, but it hasn't arrived yet. I'm waiting for the paintbrush is a legitimate thing to say, but there are countless other things you can do to make this project go smoothly in the meantime. Tape the ceiling, assemble the drop cloths, paint cans, rollers, etc. When we wait to do those things and the paintbrush does arrive, the project is a mountain to climb, rather than just some walls to paint. The paintbrush is a metaphor, of course, for what you're waiting for. What are you not doing while you're waiting for something to happen? Have you noticed that not doing takes on a life of its own and we justify that life by saying, I'm waiting? Here's a secret others may not share with you. The thing you're waiting for may never happen. That means that you've suspended living until what you're waiting for arrives. That means you're merely existing. Being patient and waiting are not the same thing. There is a knowing behind patience, knowing that what you want will happen if you're willing to give it the time that's necessary. Waiting, on the other hand, is just a giant pause with no guarantee. It's a maybe at best. What you're waiting for may truly be worth it, but what you do while you're waiting either contributes to you or it doesn't. If you're on hold during this time, so is your life. I can tell you from experience that it's not a pleasant feeling. A life spent in waiting is a life waiting to die. What can you do to live? I don't know the answer for you, but I suspect it's the same one I found. Do anything other than wait. If you're waiting for the paintbrush, your life may be dead. Or in the meantime, live a little and paint the town red. All the best, John.